Dylan Cage piece may not have swung the machete that injured two innocent men, but his participation in the unprovoked attacks has still landed him behind bars for nearly 2 years. Piece, 21, appeared in Moose Jaw Provincial Court on June 6, where he pleaded guilty to one count of aggravated assault for the attack, which was a lesser charge from the original attempted murder. Furthermore, in connection with an unrelated incident, he pleaded guilty to break and entering, uttering threats, and failing to attend court. As part of a joint submission, the young man will spend nearly 2 years, 729 days, in jail for the aggravated assault, while he must provide a DNA sample and is prohibited from possessing weapons for 10 years. Since he spent 253 actual days on remand after his arrest last year, the court credited him with 380 enhanced days, which means he won't have to spend any time in jail for the break and enter and uttering threats incident since the court considered that as time served. He also received 30 days concurrent for failing to attend court. Peace is still facing a second charge of attempted murder on another victim, but the judge adjourned that matter to Thursday, June 20, so the Crown and defense could have further discussions. Machete attack. At 6:10 p.m. on September 28, 2023, police responded to the intersection of Main Street and High Street after learning that two men had been attacked, Crown Prosecutor Rob Parker said while reading the facts. Witnesses saw Dylan and his brother, Kyle, wandering the downtown afterward and pointed them out to police, who arrested both without incident. Based on security footage from Riverside Mission and testimony from the nonprofit's food services coordinator, Stacy Clausen, police learned that the brothers spoke with her around 6:08 p.m. about whether supper was still happening, but she said no because it had ended almost 10 minutes earlier, said Parker. They also asked if they could use the shelter's services but were denied access because they were intoxicated. The brothers left in anger and began pushing each other while wandering through nearby back alleys. They then ran to a parking lot and began assaulting Ryan Angus. Dylan shoved Angus into a wall while Kyle began hitting him with a scooter before taking out a machete and slashing him, the Crown prosecutor continued. Clausen saw the attack and called the police, and afterward told them, "The Peace brothers are usually very polite. When they attended the meals, so, this was not something I expected to see from them." Angus told police that he had had supper with his girlfriend at Riverside Mission and was walking through the alley near the Park Hotel when he encountered the Pieces yelling and shoving each other, prompting him to say, "That's enough of that." The brothers then attacked Angus, punching him 10 times, using the scooter 5 to 6 times and attacking with the machete 7 to 8 times, Parker said. Medical records showed the victim had bruising and cuts to his hands and face, but none were life-threatening. Parker told Judge Brian Hendrickson that this was a concerning matter, since it was a random attack, and while Dylan did not use the machete, he still participated and played a supporting role. This sentence is appropriate for his culpability, the Crown added. Gas station break-in. On May 2, 2023, Dylan forced his way into the Esso gas bar on Manitoba Street West by pulling open the door while staff were holding it closed, and once inside, became loud and belligerent, Parker said. Kyle also came inside and told staff that his brother had a gun and that they should obey, but the employees ran into the office behind the till and pressed the panic button, the Crown continued. Kyle attempted to get in and told them not to call police, but they did anyway. The brothers left the gas bar, but Dylan returned, and police arrested him. Officers later arrested Kyle. Parker characterized this incident as a particularly concerning and frightening situation, especially since the brothers never stole anything. Moreover, this was a motiveless crime because they told staff they had a gun and should follow orders. Peace, appearing by video, began crying at the end of the sentencing and, when asked for comment, replied, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that's all." Judge Hendrickson then accepted the joint submission, imposed the sentence, and waived the victim surcharge.